Hello everybody. I guess you all know what is it about. You all received the email, I guess. We are actually doing this meeting to start a new project, which is about designing remote control. So I'm going to be the project manager of this project. And so I present myself. I'm Fabien Cardino. And I guess you can present yourself.
Okay, so my name is Petr Fousek. You can call me Petr here, or Peter if you like.
My name is Bob.
You are
in the project. I'm supposed to be the technician.
Okay, so my name is Bob Morris. I'm the marketing expert for this project.
Bob.
My name is Hamid Kefardar, and I'm going to be interface designer in this project.
So today we are doing a short meeting to present the project. So we are going to present the tool we are going to use during all this project. We are talking about the project plan, and we are going to discuss about our first ideas and so on. So we have around 25 minutes to do this meeting. So what is the goal of this project is to design a new remote control. So it should be, of course, new and original, and it should be trendy and user-friendly. That means it's a very challenging project, and we will try to do our best and hopefully come with something very new and that people want to buy. So, what are we going to do during this project? So it's more like we are going to do individual work, all in our specialties, and we are going to meet each other quite often to discuss and to find a good way. So now we are going to get used to the tools we are going to use all during all this project. So we can try to use the whiteboard here. For example, we can try to write what is our favorite animal and write our favorite characteristics. Just to get used to
should I draw the picture of the
Yeah,
go ahead.
Okay, so I try to switch it out. I need to first write it down because I'm not absolutely sure if I can do it. Can you recognize it?
Okay. I think my favorite animal would be a cat. That's its head. I probably like cats the most because they're cuddly and furry and playful. Put it up, put it out, maybe put it on the desk or something. Your lapel microphone's falling off. Maybe we should just continue. Yeah, don't worry about it.
No.
No.
You can draw it if you want.
I can.
Try
a
little
bit. See how it looks like. It may be like a cow or a little bit. And then it's a bear, I think. I don't know what it is.
No, it's good, it's good. Yeah, and strong.
So, good. So, let's talk about money. We are going to sell, we want to sell this remote control for 25 euro, and our expected profit will be around 50 million euro. And we are trying to have a market all around the world, so not only for Switzerland, but for example. So we expect a production cost of maximum 12.50 euros.
Per unit, I mean.
Yeah, of course. So we can start today to have a first idea of what we want to do, what are our experiments with remote control and any idea. So if you have some experience, good or bad, with remote controls, you can share it and say what is your idea.
Well, from experience, I've had remote controls in the past that have had they've had lots and lots of buttons, and they've been very small, and it's been very hard to use because there's so many buttons, and you know, it's very hard to see which buttons do what, and the buttons are very small and very hard to press. And normally you only ever use, you know, on a TV remote you only ever use mostly, you know, four or six buttons. So it's frustrated me in the past.
Okay, I have also some points, maybe 2 points. First would be that in climate remote control there is no backlight. So if you're playing with it in a dark room, it's probably worse to have something like a backlight, and maybe it could be also dependent on the amount of light in the room, so that if it's in the day, it doesn't need to be big light, it's because it works on a battery. So something like this. And the second point for me would be that in normal remote controls there are two buttons for volume control, but I prefer like a potentiometer or something like
that. Ah, okay. Okay.
You know, some slider or
okay.
Not just two discrete buttons per volume, but something which...
Mm-hmm.
Is that because of the discrete volume levels, or is that...
Yeah, but I can reach, in a 1 second, I can mute it down, or...
I'm not afraid that if you take your remote control, you can move the slide, and it could the volume can drop quickly.
If it drops to the floor, then it starts to scream.
When you take the remote control, for example, on the table, you take it and you push the button, and everything is very loud.
Yeah, it depends. What do you feel about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can think of these things afterwards, but if
just a simple experience. I prefer remote control working with radio waves, because remote control working with infrared waves, you should keep it in a specific direction and then try it
without
a few
obstacles. Okay. Let's continue. I have a meeting in 5 minutes, so
okay.
We should have it.
Okay.
So we will close this meeting. So we will have the next meeting in 30 minutes. So I will ask you to do some work. The interface developer will work on the design of the remote control, start to have new idea, and
which is Hamid.
Okay. He's the industrial designer. No, you're the industrial designer.
Yeah. I'm the technical designer.
Yeah, I think that's the first ID, industrial designer, and the second one is the user interface designer,
mm-hmm.
and then
okay.
Last one's marketing, which is me.
Okay, so.
For the user interface designer, which is Ahmed,
mm-hmm.
You are going to work on the technical functions of the remote control.
Okay.
And for the marketing manager, which is Bob, you are going to try to find the user requirements. For the remote control. You will receive by email the specific instructions and by your personal coach. So I see you in 30 minutes.
Great, okay. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.